또 전화기 보면은 그 밑줄에 있는 거 그 영 옆에 있는 거 there's we say yeah we say pound sign for that. So what is that word in Korean? 또 한국어 있잖아 우물정 key, right? Yeah. It's similar to pound. So we say the pound key. And then for the one on the other side, that 별 같은 기호, we call that the star symbol or the star key. So we don't use sharp though. Sharp는 그냥 악보에 나오는 것만 sharp이라고 합니다. What about you guys on the telephones at the bottom? You have the thing and the other thing.
Hash key.
Hash key. Yeah, we don't call it that. Yeah. Hash in America means marijuana. So,
alright.
You call that the hash key?
Yeah.
Okay. 대마초 key라고. I wonder, so yeah, I've heard it called cross hatch. Sometimes we call that symbol a cross hatch. And then, but we usually just call it the pound key, and on the other side we call it the star key. So the other one you call star?
Yeah.
Okay. Star is the same everywhere, I guess. Alright, let's move on to the next part. Sometimes if you see that star, but it's in a newspaper, then it has a different meaning, okay? Mm-hmm. Like if you see somebody's record or name and it has a star next to it, then what does that mean? 누군가의 이름 옆에 그런 별 기호 나오면
같은 거 아닌가요?
Yeah, what we use it for is 2차적인 그 정보 있을 때 쓰는 거죠. 아마 한국이랑 비슷할걸요. 그렇죠? 그래서 세계 기록 옆에 그런 거 나오면 의미가 뭐예요?
참조 뭐.
Right, there's something else. So for example, here I talked about that home run slugger, Mark McGuire. You know who that is, Dan? Mark McGuire? Baseball player?
Yeah, I heard of it.
Do you know who that was?
Yeah, I heard of him, yeah.
Okay, nobody cares too much about the MLB in this room, apparently. That's okay. He was a big home run superstar, and he ended up winning, getting the highest amount of home runs in one season. But if you look at his record now in the Baseball Hall of Fame or in the baseball record books, there's an asterisk next to his name. And the meaning of that is because he admitted later that he used performance-enhancing drugs. So performance-enhancing drugs are just like, in Korean, 경기력을 향상시키는 약품. So performance-enhancing drugs. So that's why there's an asterisk next to his name. And some other records or names, you might see an asterisk next to it. That means there's more information that you have to know, right? Okay, so 이제 비유적으로 이제 가끔 그런 말 써요. So for example, 저한테 좋은 일 생겼어요. 근데 나중에 알고 보니까 제 힘만으로 이렇게 잘 됐던 거 아니고 그렇게 성공한 거 아니었고 제가 모르는 틈에 다른 사람 거기 가서 도와주셨어요. 그래서 잘 된 거예요. 그러면 그 경우에 뒤늦게 알게 됐을 때 you could say I feel like there's a asterisk next to my name or next to my accomplishment like that. Right? Any questions?
No? 근데 좀 어려운 단어라서 처음 들어봤어요.
Asterix.
그 약간 그거랑 그 아스텍스 그 만화.
Do you use you call it an asterix?
We use asterix.
Yeah. And you call it that, right?
Yep.
Same thing.
아스텍스는 그래도 책 보면 나오는 것 같아요.
그렇죠. Okay, let's look at the next one. I slept in. So 오늘 늦잠 잤어요. You could say I slept in. 근데 일부러 그랬을 때만 쓰는 것 같아요. I think in America we usually do. If you say I slept in this morning, it means I wanted to sleep in and I slept in. But if you didn't hear your alarm clock and you kept sleeping, you could say I slept through my alarm or I overslept. So over 할 때 있잖아. 과도하게, 지나치게, slept. 그래서 slept에 붙이면 돼요. Do you say that in Australia?
I slept in. Yeah.
Or overslept?
Overslept, slept a bit.
Yeah, slept a bit too much, overslept. Okay, so the important thing is that 의도적으로 일부러 그랬을 때 I slept in 괜찮은데 이렇게 제가 일찍 일어나려고 그 알람 맞췄는데 안 듣고 못 듣고 그냥 계속 잤어요. Okay, 늦잠 잤어요. Then you would say I overslept or I slept through my alarm. Then the other thing is 오늘 아침 or 어젯밤. Just remember, 소유격 안 써요. 그냥 yesterday night이라고 해요. Yesterday's night이라는 표현 없고요. So, and then lastly, did you have a question? Yes.
왜 근데 slept in이에요?
Slept in? I don't know.
전시사 그런 거 많죠. For example, 지어내다, way made up, yeah. Made down 아니고. 모르겠어요. 그냥 말 그렇게 됐어요. 그냥. There's a lot of things like that in English. But usually up 들어가는 동사구 보면은 뭐뭐를 자리였다는 의미예요. 뭐뭐 거두거나 아니면 자리다. So for example, you understand what I mean? Like we caught up. 따라잡았다. Caught up. Or we got up. 일어났어요. Or, you know, there's a lot of things with up that mean to gather things together. For example, gather up. Right? Gather up the papers. 그 프린트 다 거두고. Right? Gather up the papers. And then down usually has a different set of meanings. And then in this case, it's slept in. And I think it just means like stayed in bed. Right? We say in bed. So I got into bed. For example, when you call somebody and you say, 지금 누워 있어요. We would say, I'm in bed, right? We'd say, I'm in bed right now.
In이랑 into랑은 또 차이가 있어요?
그렇죠, 그렇죠. Into is in a lot of other phrasal verbs. Can you think of a phrasal verb?
Into와 in의 차이? Into
나는. 네, 들어가는 거죠.
약간 동작에.
In은 그냥 그 상태가 안에 있는 거고.
그냥 아니고, into 하면 약간 모션이 들어가는 거죠.
So, yeah, for example, if you wanted to say, 나 그 스포츠에 대한 깊은 관심 가지고 있어요. Then we could say, I'm really into sports. You know, 파고들다? Like, going into something? It's like that. It's similar to that in Korean.
I'm into her.
I'm into her. That means 관심 있어요. 관심이 많아요. And you could also say, what else could you say? Yeah, I'm into music. I'm into sports. Julian's into girls, apparently. Just kidding. Just teasing you. Do you guys say just kidding? And you said you don't say that, right?
Oh, we say that.
You do say yeah, just kidding.
Just kidding.
Just
all
kidding.
The time, yeah.
Just what else can you say? Just joshing.
I say joke, you know.
Do you ever say just joshing?
No.
No. Don't say that. Don't That's mean, American. I guess.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Just messing around, right? Just messing with you. Around. All right, but anyway, into usually means 들어가는 거죠. So, for example, 방문을 열고 들여다보는 거, then we would say looking into the room or peering into the room, right? And then, what else? Okay, 숲 속으로 들어갔어요, right? 등산하다가. You would say we traveled into the forest, right? And passing through something that is passing through, right? We say passing through.
그리고 그게 더 궁금했던 게 on이랑 onto요.
on하고 onto.
이렇게 표시판에 보니까 네. 이거 옆에 핸드레일 잡고 내려가서 할 때 onto the handrail 이렇게 써 있더라고요.
네.
근데 가끔은 on이랑 to가 떨어져 있기도 하고 onto가 붙어 있기도 하던데
네.
뭐가 옳은 거고 어떤 차이가 있는지 궁금했어요.
Well, hold on to 그럴 경우에 보통 붙여서 쓰는 것 같아요. But on to means 뭐뭐에다가 붙이는 거. So for example, put this sticker on to... No, we usually say on, don't we? Oh, I was wrong. Oh, I was going to go in a different direction with that example. What do you think the difference between on and on to are?
Yeah, like you said, 에다가 is on, and like... Onto would be like specifically like on the location. Onto.
Well, 우리 이거 다음에 좀 준비해서 yeah, 대답해드릴게요.
Like
okay, so 마지막에 knock on wood이라는 수거 나왔습니다. Knock on wood. So 나무를 치면서 이런 의미예요. Okay, so 보통 문장 딱 가운데 놓아서 하는 수거 쓰는 수거이거든요. 그래서 앞에 나온 결과. 실현했으면 좋겠다는 의미로 그러니까 운이 좋게 앞에 말했던, 언급했던 결과 될 거예요. 이런 의미예요. So for example, like I said there, once mom gets out of the hospital, knock on wood, life will start to return to normalcy. Normalcy라는 표현도 아마 한국 사람한테 좀 새롭게 들리는 표현 아닐까요? 이거 평상시와 같은, right? 보통. Okay? So, life will return to normalcy. Now, do you use this in Australia?
Knock on wood.
Yeah, don't you say something else? Like
knock on wood, we say that a lot.
You say that?
Yeah.
In a similar context,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, it's usually when ahead of that you said something that you hope happens. So, for example,
Let's say I'm a singer. And how do you say 싱글 이렇게 출시했어요? 내가 음반 같은 거 제가 가수라고 가정해 보세요. 그러면 how do you say 새로운 그 곡을 출시했어요? 출시한다. How do you say that in English? Right, released, and then 그 요새 쓰는 말도 있어요. Drop이라고 하잖아요. Do you use drop in Australia for drop? His new album drops next week. 이제 많이 써요 미국에서.
Not really.
떨어진다.
Came out or?
Yeah, came out. His album will come out next week. Yeah. His album will be released next week, or his new album drops next week. Okay. 역시 그 drop이라고 하면은 제일 속어 같은 표현이에요. 원래 랩 가수 사이에서만 쓰였던 표현이었는데 이제 좀 널리 쓰기 시작했어요. Okay, so why was I mentioning this? You might ask. Because let's imagine I'm a singer and I say my new album drops next week. Once we get to be number one on Billboard, and then you would say, knock on wood, I'll buy you all a drink, something like that. I'll take you all out to a fancy nice club, nightclub. Okay, that's how you use it. So you say, 뭐뭐 제가 바라는 결과, knock on wood, 뭐뭐 그 다음에 만약 그렇게 이루어지면은 이렇게 해주겠다. 그런 유형으로 제일 많이 쓰는 것 같아요. So, for example, once I get an A on this test, knock on wood, or once I get into Harvard, knock on wood, I'll take you all out for a drink. Okay? 그럴 경우에 제일 많이 쓰는 것 같아요. Okay, and 마지막으로 그냥 숙제시킨다 is assign homework. So 과제 시키는 거, right, is assign homework. But I didn't hear a lot of Korean people use this expression, so that's why I put it up there. So I can't believe Miss Burton gave us so much homework to do over winter break.
근데 제가 호주에 있을 때 어사인먼트라는 소리를 되게 많이 들었어요. 숙제를 어사인먼트라고 하잖아요. 그러니까 뭐가 더 많이 있어요?
둘 다 써요. 근데 이거예요. Assignment이라는 게 숙제 셀 수 있는 단위예요. 그러니까 숙제라는 게 원래 불가사이잖아요. So people, 한국 사람들이 좀 잘 들리게 하는 거잖아요. 그거죠. 뭐, I have lots of homeworks. 그런 말 없잖아요. 근데 I have a lot of assignments 이라고 할 수 있어요. 그래서 만약 숙제를 굳이 셀 필요 있을 때 그냥 assignment이라고 하면 돼요. So we have a lot of homework assignments. Or 아직 해야 되는 과제 다섯 개 남아 있어요. Then you could say, you can't say I have five homeworks left to do. 그거 문법적으로 틀리니까. But you could say I have five homework assignments left to do. So 그냥 단위라고 생각하면 돼요.
아, 그리고 또 있어요. 리포트.
Report. Yeah.
한국 대학생들은 리포트 제출해야 된다고
그러는데. 예. Yeah. 아, 그러면 뭘까요? Does anybody know?
Paper?
돌려주는 거. 선생님한테 제출하는 거. 그거 물어보시는 거죠. 네. 제출하는 거.
Submit?
Submit은 그런 좀 괜히 너무 높은 표현이에요. 여기 같은 경우에. We say, anybody know? 전해주다? We say hand in. Hand in. So yeah, we say I have to hand in my homework or I have to hand in this report by Friday. 그리고 여기 맨 마지막으로 보충하다. 우리 아까 얘기했던 동사구 또 나왔네. Okay, make up work. To do makeup or to do makeup work. So 보충 수업 듣는 거 is taking a makeup class or taking a makeup test. And so 그렇게 말씀하시면 됩니다.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions? Julian, do you guys use makeup work in Australia? Do you have another term for it?
Makeup.
Like you missed the test, you have to make it up.
Oh, we don't use that much. Yeah, not that much.
Do you have another word for it? Or?
Just catch up on some extra work.
Catch up work? Yeah, catch up work also has the same meaning. But if you use catch up, yeah, you have to use a hyphen. Or catch and then hyphen up work, like that. Okay, anybody have any other questions? Alright, well, thanks for stopping by the EnglishinKorean.com podcast, and we'll see you next time. 박수.